people in order to get some skill with them being able to flow in a way that feels more comfortable. Okay? I'm just trying to see if there's a way that I can stand so you can all see me. I don't know if there's a place where you can all see me. If I stand over here, can you all see me? How's that? Is that better? Close. We've got a couple behind the tree people. I think this is pretty good. Yeah. Okay, great. All right. So the first part of this practice and insight dialogue is to begin to get a feeling for what is going on in your body and to just report that. So the person who's speaking, you're going to be speaking in a way that you probably have never spoken before with another person. And part of the reason why we're doing it this way is because we want to cut across our normal habits. Our normal habits is to try and impress and to make sense and to have sentences and to be clear and to convey ideas. These are all our normal ways of speaking. So our first exercise is to do everything opposite. We're not speaking in sentences, we're not trying to impress, we're not actually creating ideas, okay? What we want is like snapshots of immediate things that we're experiencing. So the idea with this is to stay directly connected to your own physical body and to report what you're experiencing in the moment. So not 5 minutes ago, right now. You know, so right now, I feel my feet, I feel some tension in my back, I hear the sound of the cars. It's immediate. And all you need is a few words to be able to convey that. Yeah? So not the associated associations and perceptions and thoughts and feelings about it, the direct experience. Okay? So this is totally weird. This is not the way we normally talk. But it's really important to get a feeling of how we can speak and stay connected in our own bodies as we're speaking in order for the rest of this to unfold. Okay? So we're not going to stay stuck here forever. We're just going to be doing this as an initial practice. Now, the person speaking is speaking from the immediacy of your own experience, right? The person listening, I want you to listen from different places. And I will tell you, I'm going to ask you to listen with your ears. I'm going to ask you to listen with your eyes. I'm going to ask you to listen with your whole body. I'm going to ask you to listen with your heart. And when I ask you to listen to one particular place or from one particular place, I want you to really settle in and focus on what it feels like to experience what you are hearing from that avenue. Okay? Does that make sense? Yeah. So if you're listening with your eyes, you're going to be looking at visual clues. Changes in the face, twinkles in the eye, movements, all right? If you're listening with your body, you're going to feel what you are feeling as you are listening. Yeah? If you're listening with your heart, you're going to be picking up emotional tones that you can get as a person is speaking. Okay? Is that clear? Okay, perfect. Now, the most important thing about this first exercise is pause. Now, I can pause you, so whenever you hear me ring these bells, then what I'd like you to do is to just stop in the middle of the sentence, in the middle of the word, close your eyes, and return back into definitely and clearly, definitively connecting with what's going on inside. All right? You can pause yourself at any point. The person speaking, you can stop. The person listening, you can stop. So at any point, if you notice that you're being pulled out of the immediacy of the present moment, and you've got lost into story, into idea, into perceptions, into associations, stop. Mid-sentence, mid-word, just stop. Close your eyes, reconnect with your body and the ground, and begin again from that place of feeling connected. The person listening many of us have all kinds of long-standing habits around absorbing into somebody else, approving, affirming, agreeing, fixing. We have all kinds of things that we do when we're listening rather than just listen. If we notice we're in any of that, stop. Stop. Just stop. Close your eyes. Don't pay attention to what the other person is saying. Come back into the immediacy of your own physical experience when you're grounded, when you're connected, when you can listen without trying to fix, without absorbing into what they're saying, without trying to help them, without agreeing with what they are saying. Then you can open your eyes and then begin again. So each of you can pause yourself at any point. I will pause you occasionally. When you hear me pause you, everybody comes into silence, reconnects with your own inner space until you hear more instruction. You had a question? Yes. Okay, so you're independent. Yeah? So you're each on your own kind of process, and each of you needs to be tracking your own individual process. Is that clear? Yes.
I have one question. How are we supposed to separate our sight from our heart from our body?
Very good question. Okay, so obviously these things rise together. But if I'm asking you to listen with your eyes, then let most of your attention be focused on what's coming through the visual contact.
Okay?
And so you will have feelings, you will have sensations, you will have all of those other things, but don't let your attention focus on them. Just stay with the visual signals.
I got it. Got
yeah?
It. Yeah.
Okay? Great. Great question. More questions? Is it clear? Okay. Yes. Thinking out loud usually has all kinds of concepts connected to it. This is like haiku. This is like body haiku. We want just snapshots of sensations of what we're feeling with very little extra added to it. Yes.
You might give an example of what not, what kind of phrasing is not direct. For example, you know, I'm thinking about what I should do tomorrow isn't necessarily what's actually directly happening in the body.
Right. So I'm thinking about what I should do tomorrow. There's no body sensations in that. Okay? So I feel the cool grass on my feet. I feel the wind on my head. I'm hearing a sound. I see people. And when I see people, I notice that there's a slight contraction in trying to see more. Very simple and very connected to physical sensations. So it's not I see something and then I have an association about all the other times that I've saw something. Just go from one direct sensation to the next direct sensation and cutting through the thinking, the associations, the perceptions connected to it. It's hard! Yes.
So, I'm just clarifying, so to make sure I understand. So when we're the person who's talking, we're talking just about our bodily sensations, but then when you say visual, are we going to talk about what we're seeing, or the other person is going to perceive what they're seeing?
Okay. So good clarification. I said body sensations and then I used sight. And so that could be confusing. All right? So body sensations are the things that we're feeling in our body. Yeah? That's correct. And so the sight is, if the other person is listening with their eyes, they will pick up on the visual signals that they are seeing in your face and the movements in your hand and whether your legs are twittering or things like that. They'll pick up stuff like that. Okay? No. So, good question. The idea is not to lock eyes and stay like that. The idea is to let your eyes be in a place that feels most comfortable and that you don't have to match You don't have to match with the other person. So again, where you feel comfortable might be different from where the other person feels comfortable. But you don't have, this is not a soul-gazing, eye-locking exercise. Yes, sorry.
And just to clarify on what Sue was asking, you can, you know, have direct experience of seeing trees or seeing the green of the grass. So that's not out of the range, right?
That's correct, yeah.
It's just that you wouldn't say, I feel this pain in the body because I've had a hard day. You could notice the pain or the tension or whatever, but let go of the story about why or what is happening. So no interpretation, just this is what's happening in the body right now.
Great. So, are you all ready? Now, what's helpful is if you're facing each other. And I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to rest into your own experience. And with your eyes still closed, just tune into the fact that there's a person sitting across from you, so you don't have to open your eyes to feel that there's somebody across from you. And notice how when you tune into the fact that somebody is across from you, things change. It's a different experience than when your attention is just focused on your own experience. So, the meditation instruction is pause. And the contemplation for the person speaking is to speak about your direct physical experience. And the contemplation for the person listening is to listen with your whole body. When you hear the sound of the bell, then in your own time, open your eyes, and the person who's speaking begins to speak in your own time, gently. And in a relaxed way that allows you to feel connected to the immediacy of your own body experience. So again, we're starting with the same speaker speaking, same person listening, and remembering the instruction is to stay with what's going on in your body. The feelings, the sensations, the sense of hot or cold or pressure in your body. The physical things that you're experiencing right now. And remembering that you can pause yourself, you can stop, you can close your eyes. If you move away from this immediate, direct, physical experience, and the listener now, I'd like you to listen with your eyes. Just listen by noticing the movements in the face or in the body as your partner is speaking. And so when you hear the sound of the bell, each of you in your own time can open your eyes and begin speaking. So once again, coming into stillness, closing your eyes, just checking in what's there. And now I'd like the person who is listening to just take a few moments and recount what it was that you heard. And so if you were listening with your whole body, the feelings that you felt, if you were listening with your eyes, the things that you saw, just recounting what it was that you heard. And as you're speaking, staying connected in your own body with what you are feeling. Is that clear? Yeah. Okay. So when you hear the sound of the bell, this one who's listening reporting back what it was that you heard. And the one who was originally speaking, just listening. So just coming back into pause, just closing eyes and just touching in what that it feels like. Now just for just for the person who heard what it was that they'd said, reflected back to them, just take a moment and share what that felt like, to have what you heard, what you said reflected back to you. So just coming back into your own body, you've spoken, you've listened, you've had things reflected back, you've been able to share what that felt like, and now what's left in your system? Does it feel open? Does it feel tense? Does it feel rested? Just how is it now? So just really touching into your own body, just feeling what's there now. Knowing what's there now, allowing what is there now. And now we're going to go to the second speaker. The first speaker has spoken, and now we're going to the second speaker. And the second speaker, the instructions are to stay really present with the immediacy of what's happening in your body. The sensations, the feelings, the temperature, the pressure, tightness, relaxation, openness. All of these feelings in your body. And just reporting what's going on in your body. And the listener, I'd like you to listen with your heart. And when you hear the sound of the bell, open your eyes and let them rest in a place that feels very comfortable and natural for you. And in your own time, you can begin speaking and listening. With your heart, listening with the heart. Yeah? Whatever is present, just coming back into stillness. Into silence. And just remembering that the body sensations are pressure or hot or cold or movement, sense of tightness or lightness. These are body sensations. And we can reflect on the body sensations, yeah? So just staying for a moment with body sensations, the physical experiences you're having right now. Yeah. And whatever comes up as you are feeling them is absolutely welcome. And then the listener, I'd like you to choose whichever way you'd like to listen and just take note of which way it is for yourself. When you hear the sound of the bell, in your own time, open your eyes and begin.
So, it seems to me...
So again, just noticing what's here now. What does it feel like now?
It
So the person who is listening, you can recount what it was that you heard. And as you're recounting what you heard, really, you can hear words, you can hear phrases. You can, if you're listening with your eyes, you can see movement. But anything that you make out of it isn't what you heard, it's what you are thinking about it. So we'll leave the thinking about it aside and just recount what it is that we heard. And now the person who just had what they shared reflected back to them can just report what that felt like to have it reflected back to them.
Felt comfortable to
So the introduction to insight dialogue is really to learn how to speak from the immediacy of our own experience and to stay grounded in that. That's the kind of like essence that we keep coming back to. No matter what we're saying, no matter what we're talking about, we constantly come back to that place of stillness. So what I'd like to do now is to open it up so that it's a little bit more challenging. So it's more challenging in the sense of we're going to talk about a topic that's a little bit richer, and the challenge is to stay connected to our body experience as we're doing that. That was challenging enough. So the topic I'd like you to explore next is where you experience joy and how you experience joy. So where and how you experience joy. And so as the speaker, which is the first speaker who started speaking, you know, again, to speak about how you experience joy, but to do so where you're staying connected to your physical experience as you're speaking. Okay, so the meditation instruction continues to be pause. So as you get into what it is that you experience as joy and how you experience joy, if you notice that you are off into a big description and you can't feel your feet on the ground, you can't feel your bum on the cushion, if you can't feel the wind in your face, if you've lost contact with your body as you're speaking, pause yourself. Okay? So the idea is to stay in your body as you're talking. Questions? Yes? Go ahead.
When you said where you experience joy,
yes,
you mean where in your body do you have the experience of joy, or where do you find joy?
Where do you find joy?
Yeah. It doesn't have to be, the joy doesn't have to be something that's happening right now.
No. Yeah. Good clarification. Yeah. Some people might not be experiencing much joy right now. More questions? No? Okay. Yes.
So it could be like a memory of joy.
Yeah, could be a memory of joy.
What was the question?
The question is, could it be a memory of joy? Yeah.
So you want us to relate, like, what was going on in our mind at the time that we had this joy?
What were the conditions for you experiencing that joy? Yeah. Yeah? Is it clear? Yeah. So the person speaking is going to be talking about joy, where and how they experience joy, and staying connected in your own body as you're doing that. The person listening is going to try to stay in your own body as you're listening. So, you know, our habit tendency when we listen is to want to jump into the other person's world, you know. And so when we're wanting to jump into the other person's world, sometimes we're sitting on the edge of the seat and leaning into their world. So when we notice that we're doing that, just lean back and sit back into your own experience. It doesn't mean that you can stop listening. Yeah. It doesn't mean that you have to stop listening, but you need to feel your own body as you are listening to the other person. And also just notice the nodding and the blinking and the smiling, which when it comes from a natural response, it's different than when we're doing it to make the other person feel good. Okay? So all of these conditioned habits around communication interfere with our ability to just feel what's going on in the present moment and come from a place of real depth, of real honesty, of real immediacy of what's alive for us. Because it's like we get plugged into a cultural flow and we're following that rather than what's actually happening in ourselves. Yeah? Okay. So when we can come back to what's actually happening in ourselves, then the richness that's possible in relating to somebody increases quite a lot. It's quite wonderful that way. Yeah. Okay. So any wonderful. Thank you. Are there any questions? Okay. Is that a question? No? Okay. So again, in your own time, the person who's speaking, stay with your body, open your eyes, and then begin talking about how and where you experience joy. Person listening, staying in your own body, and cutting across the habits that we have to try and make it okay or agree with them, to try and have them know that we are interested in what they are saying. All those habits. Just staying with your immediate experience in your body as you're listening. Notice what that feels like. Okay? So as the sound turns to silence, just checking in and seeing what's present. Having spoken, having listened, what's there now? Now changing so that the person listening is speaking. Now it's an opportunity for you to share where and how you experience joy. And the person who was initially speaking is now listening. Remembering it, the important part in both is to pause, to cut through our normal habits, and to keep coming back to the immediacy of our own body experience as we're speaking and as we're listening.
The thing that comes to my mind is commonality. I'm pretty joy-filled. My sister called me last week. She said how my life is so easy.
So what I'd like you to switch your topic to right now is to have a dialogue between yourselves. So not one listening per se and one talking per se, but just in dialogue together about the things that keep you from feeling joy. What blocks, what impedes, what keeps you from feeling joy? Okay? So in dialogue together, back and forth in a flow that makes sense to both of you, you know? Not one dominating, not one just listening, but in flow, in dialogue together, sharing about what keeps you from feeling joy. Okay? So just take note of where you're at right now. Just take note of where you're at. So what I mean to say is that, you know, as we get less structured, it gets more difficult to stay just with the immediacy of what's going on in your body. Yeah. With less structure, it is a lot easier to go back into habits and patterns and associations and leaning forward and all of those kinds of things, yeah? So just take note of where you're at without judgment and just feeling it. And remembering that the primary instruction with all of this is pause, okay? Pause. So wherever we are, no matter what's going on, no matter how exciting what it is that we hear or we're talking about, constantly staying connected with the immediacy of our body experience, that's the main instruction. So let's try again. No failure. Curiosity. It's not an easy exercise. It normally takes a week to get to this point where we're doing inside dialogue every day until we have this ability to open up the container like this. Okay? So let's try again. And anytime, you're welcome to pause yourself. So when you notice or catch yourself out of connection with your own body, you have permission and encouragement to close your eyes, reconnect, and then begin again. You don't have to wait for me to pause you. Okay? And so as you're wrapping up and coming back into stillness, you know, one of the things that's very rich about this way of speaking together is that we can't do this by ourselves. It's just not possible to do this by ourselves. So just take a couple of moments and express appreciation for what it was to share with your partner in a way that feels suitable and respectful and mutual.
Thank you.
And then I'd like, when you finish, that we can circle up and just have a group check-in around this and then do something different. So when you finish with your partner, come into a circle and maybe shade. We can. So I'm the only one that is mic'd, which means that if everyone else wants to share so that everyone can hear, I guess we could pass it. Yeah, that's a good idea. So I just want to open this up, since most of the people who are here, this is their first experience with this kind of structured way of talking. Just open it up as to if you want to report back to the main circle of how that was for you. You know, whether how you found it.
I just don't know exactly how to get... You know, where does it feel? Does it feel in my head? Does it feel in my heart? Does it feel in my body? I'm not sure how to, or what is your body saying? I just don't know how to do that. You know, everything for me seems to come from my head. So I guess it takes practice, but Nice practice.
Can anyone else find
that? I had trouble just listening with my body because I kept analyzing everything. I used to be a teacher, school teacher, so that you had to sort of think with your head all the time, and it's really difficult to sort of stop in that respect. Yes, it's hard, but, you know, your instruction to sit back, whereas, you know, now I'm leaning forward again, but sit back and be in the moment is probably the best that I could have done.
I have a question more than a statement. You made the comment earlier that when you let us go into free form, the idea of leaning forward or gesturing or whatnot, by doing such a thing, you thought we were not connected or we were not grounded. Is that what, did I understand that correctly? Because I mean, the first part, I mean, we're sitting there with our hands tied, basically, trying to, you know, think white, vanilla, you know, everything's there without any judgments or anything like that, you know. Of course, that's very, very awkward. But that was the purpose, I know. But this idea of not getting involved, and how, is it really, if I am leaning forward, if I'm using body language, does that mean I'm not really experiencing what I don't know how to say it exactly, but you understand what I'm saying?
So it's a good question, and it's an important one, because I think when we are connected, we are very expressive and responsive and interactive and all those things. But coming from a place of being connected, coming from a place of what's honestly arising, is different from a thing of coming from a habit or a pattern or a cultural expectation. Okay? It's different. It has a different feeling in it. It has a different feeling in ourselves, and it has a different feeling for the other person. It's very different. So it might look similar, but it's coming from a different motivation. So the first part of tying your hands, you know, is to get it a feeling of what does it feel like not to be plugged into the cultural expectations. Yeah. And then the second part is that when it naturally flows, it flows from that place of just authentic, genuine interest rather than from cultural expectations and what we're supposed to be doing when we're speaking with each other. Yeah. And, you know, check it out. Does it feel different? I mean, for me, it very much does. It has a very different quality to it. Now, I notice I have to deliberately wipe a smile off of my face because I have a smile that is not a natural smile. It's an assumed culturally expected smile. Yeah? So I have to wipe that one off and then see if a natural one emerges instead. And the natural one that emerges causes less tension in my face and has more capacity to dial into what's going on for the other person and is more in flow. I don't know. I can tell the difference. Well, I guess it depends on how well you knew me and what the different qualities of these different smiles had.
See if we can tell the
difference.
I have an analogy. You know, think about like when you get your picture taken and somebody says smile and you do this kind of fake thing versus a picture in which you're smiling authentically looks different. I think that's what Mama's talking about.
So again, just opening up the circle if there are comments or responses about how this was for you in terms of the way it felt to speak and the way it felt to be heard when you were talking in this kind of way where you were connected to your immediate experience?
I don't know how to word this. We spoke both English and Spanish, and we really experienced a oneness, and so you don't have to be born speaking the same language to communicate 100% and to see yourself in the other person and to be seen from that other person's eye.
Not right in front. Okay.
So when I was sharing with Darlene, what I noticed was that when I focus outside my body on nature,
it's a close to mindfulness test.
Oh.
Staying connected.
Oh, well.
In the body.
Well, that.
There
you go.
Oh, no, I've got a big mouth. I felt a lot more relief focusing on nature, and as soon as I went back to my body, I realized all the obstacles inside my body, that just being uncomfortable being in a body. And then when I was focusing on what was happening in the moment in nature, I got out of myself and forgot myself, and that was so much more comfortable than having to be body-based, which I just don't find very comfortable, but it's there a lot of the time. So,
did you want to make a comment?
My challenge was and always has been to be really mindful of what's going on in my body, especially when I'm talking and getting involved in a conversation. And being able to hit the pause button was helpful, but I need to do it more. And it was very helpful to be able to do that and to step back and to recenter, because I can do that quite well when I'm sitting. But once I get involved in a conversation and get enthusiastically involved, it's much harder. But this is a very good opportunity to do. This is a great opportunity to do that. I look forward to more of the same.
So now I have a response. I think for many of us, our learning to find comfort in our bodies is a long-term practice. It's a long-term unfolding. You know, I know for myself that there were like decades where like my first objective was to not be in my body, to not feel it. And there were good reasons why that was that way. You know, all kinds of good reasons. And so to softly, gently welcome and open and enter into that territory that's so uncomfortable is a practice. And for me, it has paid off in really good results. But that is something that takes quite some time and some persistence and gentleness and skillfulness and wisdom and all of those things. And so what is tremendously supportive is to do what you did, which is to be in the present moment in something which is soothing and nourishing. And that helps open up the spacious awareness that allows you to be with what's going on. Yeah.
Think about what I want to say next or how best to articulate those words, and I'm interrupted. And so it was really pleasant having that experience where another one is patient and receptive to your thoughts and feelings. So thank you for suggesting the exercise.
Conversation is called sharing our thoughts sometimes. And the sharing part would be a giving and a receiving. And you referred to giving and receiving earlier today. But so much of conversation is not really an honest exchange, because I think we are conditioned to withhold giving and withhold receiving. So who are we talking to? Ourselves. To sit down here and have the discomfort of actually be listened to, or to actually have to really express ourselves and share our thoughts, is a lot. And so it is indeed an insight. The fact that it's very different, that's an insight.
Sort of a follow-up question for myself and perhaps some others too, is how do we then, we can work with this in ourselves, but if we're like in a marriage, how do we invite our spouse or partner or friends or whatever to somehow do something like this to sort of become more in touch with themselves before they respond?
So, I'm not married. So, I can't claim to have the infinite wisdom on that end of the spectrum. However, I do have parents. And what I know about with my parents is that I have a window once every 100 years to say something directly. Because I can feel it, okay? And then after that 100 years it closes, and I need to wait another 100 years for another open window to say something directly, okay? So to be able to speak directly to parents and to brothers and to sisters and to spouses, I imagine, is a little bit dodgy, unless your marriage is based on a commitment to Dhamma and to awakening. However, what I know is that I can't often speak directly, but I can always embody. Okay? So with my parents, I can embody an alternative way of responding to the situation. Rather than tell them about it, I can model it. Yeah. Right. And then if there's an opening about something that is of interest, then there can be avenues of exploring, you know, how we can learn more about this together. Yeah. Yeah. So what I'd like to recommend we do now is do a little bit of Qigong to get our bodies moving and to bring some awareness into body from another perspective, from actual movement. And then we can return back into our little kuti and continue with meditation and discussion. Okay?